Previously on Hippo Juice.
It's first off, I love how they're trying to sell it like it's, oh, for you, you're in love. Well, no, it's not. It's for you to fucking go to X Hamster and fucking fuck your iPad while you're looking at it and pull up POV porn
that
videos.
That seems like it would be very not, because what if you want to like just sit still and move it? And so you're having to like move your head up and down while you're jerking off. No, it's silly.
That is true, because when you're going up and down, what are you doing?
Oh, you're my God. That's going to open up a whole new world of case and lawsuits for Chris Hansen, because now you could just pull up a normal, everyday, adorable picture of a kid, and then all of a sudden there's a fleshlight attached to the thing that you're looking at of the normal everyday. So, oh my God, it's gonna be worse. It's gonna be so much worse. It's gonna be bad.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780, hashtag Hippo Juice, or hashtag Hippo Board to get on the Hippo Board, which we'll be putting in the chat room today. We don't have Dutch tonight, unfortunately, because he died.
Boo.
He died again.
Boo, Dutch being not here. Boo.
As soon as we perfect vampire technology, I'm sure we'll have Dutch back.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut it
off. No, that's great. We'll just rough edits.
Whatever.
Anyway,
it was a hard out, bro.
No, fade it down.
I'm not until I hear the music. I'm not going to. No.
A little bit softer.
I'm doing it. I'm not doing this.
Hashtag thought walking.
Anyway, it's July 9th, 2014.
See how perfect that was?
A month out from the live event. Yay.
That's July right. 9th be with you.
August 9th. Is a live event.
August 9th, be with
and
you.
And also, a very happy birthday to my good friend Ashley.
A good mate.
Ashley.
John's English is spot on.
Yeah, spot on like tea over there in Kippin' Nuppins.
It's my good mate Ashley's birthday today.
Now, who's that?
Ashley. He hosts a show on our network.
Who's she?
He's got some big old jogs over there, and she got a nice tight ass you can bounce a shilling off of.
No, a shilling, eh?
Who? Wait, you can bounce a shilling off of Ashley's ass?
If you tried really hard.
Yeah. Well, whatever. She sounds like a lovely lady.
Is she going to be at the live event?
Possibly.
And she sells down by the seashore.
Does she now?
Jolly-o, that bitch is 6'4".
I'm inferring that this Ashley person is British.
And a woman.
I actually thought he was from, Netherlands.
I'd have sex with him.
Yes. Wait, we're not talking about Ashley from O-Town?
No, from the Uck.
Oh, from the Uck.
Yeah.
The Uck. Where is that?
Now, is this the
UK?
Antisocial Gamer Radio, Ashley?
Oh, that guy.
Antisocial Gamer Radio?
Yeah, he's a real wanker.
His name's Ashley?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. From...
Royce, he does a show on your network.
Ah, whatever.
Why is this person named Ashley in the Hippo Juice chat room saying he's going to kill us all?
He's going to kill himself.
I don't know.
I don't know why we're getting death threats all of a sudden. We're just wishing our good mate a happy birthday.
He's a good proper mate.
Stop saying me. It's weird. Oi. When fucking... No, you do. Oi,
mate.
Stop
Oi.
It.
Oi.
Hey, he's going to get on a plane. He's going to fly down the trolley. And he's going to join us for a pint.
Australian.
I don't know.
I don't know, mate.
He's going to chimney sweep his way to America.
Chip-chippery-chip-chipperoo.
All right. Mary Poppins was very racist.
What about it? That they don't have all penguin
maybe the
friends?
Movie was, but Mary Poppins herself was a saint.
Yes.
No, she wasn't. I'm
saint
assuming
Mary Poppins.
Can I explain to... Can I tell you... Okay, here's the thing.
Don't even.
Mary Poppins... I have a right. I have a right to fucking tell the truth about Mary, because for years we've been covering it up. You think 9/11 was an inside job? That's bullshit. Mary Poppins was an inside job. She was a pedophile. Off camera, you don't know the nasty things she did with that umbrella to those children.
Well, think about it. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
What medicine? Why are you drugging kids, bro? You drugging kids, bro?
She was getting the kids wasted so they would touch her inappropriately.
And then going off into like the seedy parts of England and like having jokes.
They
wrote
carousels.
All of London is seedy.
By the way, I have a rule for Ashley here. The entire flight, he needs to listen to the song. the entire
flight.
Put it on loop.
Ad nauseum.
And then you better perform it at the live event.
That's the point. I need him to perform it at the live event.
He needs to open for
Azalea. Yeah, if I have to be Marie Azalea or Iggy Pop or whatever it is I'm being, then he has to be Mary Poppins.
I don't think
Or Sherry Bobbins, because we don't want to get sued.
Just don't ask him what the name of his other leg is, because he has a wooden leg named Smith.
What's the name of his other leg?
No. Don't do that, because then he's going to drug you. He's going to pull you in the bathroom. He's going to pull down his pants and show you Smith.
And he's going to make us sit on the roof
God
and have
willing.
Tea.
No. Oh, like you
Why is your phone?
Sorry.
All right, hold on. Let me call everyone else back. But hi, Ashley. Happy birthday.
Hello. Happy. Thanks very much.
Hello, mate.
How you doing?
I'm good.
So, what was your birthday like?
Happy birthday, Ashley.
Thanks, D.
Your birthday's not over yet.
What'd your birthday day be all like?
It was okay. I just sort of sat indoors doing nothing all day.
Well, that's typical England.
Yeah, is that what you guys do over there?
It was like all gloomy outside.
Pretty much.
Did you have tea sandwiches with the crust cut off and little triangles?
Oh yes, of course, because we're stereotyping.
I like.
I
that
don't
about
remember
you.
Asking Ashley to call
did
in.
You have cake?
I don't.
I did. I.
Why?
I because he needed to defend himself.
I have no. First off, I don't need advice
actually,
with my Pokemon. So
I just why asked him to call in so I could sing in his face.
Because you know
I
why? I'll tell you why I'm being mean. Can I explain
read.
Why? Oh. You got you after.
I think Ashley's dropping off.
Whatever. After I'll explain why I'm being mean to him. Because see, today's a day of how people are saying how great he is because it's his birthday. You need one person in your life to still be shitty to you, so you really appreciate the people that say happy birthday. So now, Ashley, I deserve a thank you if he calls back, if he can get through.
If
also,
he can get
that
through.
Picture yeah. in the Skype, his hand is bigger than his head.
Because the screeners
it's,
are back there taking
calls,
right? It's
forced perspective, John.
Yes, yes.
All right, Ashley, I'm sorry I'm hanging up on you because you're
terrible.
You're ruining,
just terrible.
You're ruining Skype.
You're
terrible.
In Africa.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, Ashley. See ya.
Happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday.
No.
I'm being nice to him today.
Today?
Today.
Just
this
today.
This is the only time I've ever
time.
Seen you be nice to him.
364 other
way,
days
I,
to be mean
way,
to Ashley, or as I call it, normal to Ashley.
I love the way that I get shit. Why you be mean to Ashley? You guys are all hypocrites because every one of you motherfuckers is mean to Ashley normally.
But I don't mean to Ashley.
Never.
Shut
okay.
up. You.
Besides,
no one's talking to you, D.
Besides you two cunts.
No one's talking to you, D.
Besides you two cunts, none of us are ever nice to Ashley.
Right.
So one day of the year we can be, and then the rest it's just normal.
Well, I'm going to choose Arbor Day.
I just have a personal rule. I'm not nice to anyone that's not in my immediate country.
See?
Because okay. I have less risk of having a face-to-face mm-hmm. confrontation with
that's
them.
Respectable.
And for Marie, the Boston Tea Party still feels like yesterday.
It was.
Too soon.
See? Told you.
Hashtag never forget, yo.
That was her 9/11.
Yeah.
Have they made a porn titled Boston Tea Party yet?
No, they had Boston Tea Bag Party.
It's
a really good porn.
He's right. Mm-hmm. He's, get out of my head, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And into my car.
Get out of my dreams.
Yeah, I think the actors played Ball Revere was one of the guys. No. Bend Her Over Franklin. It wasn't original, but the guy had a big dick.
He did.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to remember the I don't you know.
I Googled it and it is gay porn.
Sweet.
So, yes, it does exist, and it is quite gay.
Well, how gay is it?
Two guys sucking each other's dicks while drinking tea. Gay.
That's not very gay.
Oh, that is.
It's so gay that they needed a bigger boat.
Wait,
the
how
pinkies are up?
How are they drinking
is.
Tea and
wait,
sucking
drinking
dicks
tea
at the same
and
time?
Blowing
wait,
each other?
Are
because one guy is slipping
carefully.
The tea. Yo,
I believe that sexual position is called the Interpol Tea Party.
Now, are they pouring the hot tea down the balls and then licking it off the shaft?
Yeah, they're not animals. They're British. Obviously, they're going to do things proper.
Now,
I haven't gotten that far yet.
One cube of sugar
so.
Or two?
Two, please.
Up the ass.
See, Marie, that's the other thing.
Oh,
Marie
guess
Poppins?
What they used for sugar.
Semen.
That would be the cream, though, not the sugar.
It's
they do put milk in Britain.
Well,
in
if you eat certain foods, you can make your jizz sweeter.
All right, really? Fine. I called mm-hmm. the
oh, what kind
of
food?
Oh, jizz. Eating jizz makes your jizz sweeter.
Sorry. It does.
If you eat jizz, it makes your
Sean,
jizz sweeter.
What foods have
that
you experimented
Mary
with?
Poppins told me to make the medicine.
Spoonful of sugar. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but whatever I've been eating lately has made my jizz taste really good.
Hold on.
Other jizz.
What
Josh's
foods...
Ass.
Make
what
semen taste
yeah
better.
I gotta blow a guy before I eat his ass
Oh, Mr. Fancy.
I'm just a gentleman.
All right. Hey, so, John, we explained yesterday what we did 4th of July. What did you do for 4th of July?
I blew up fireworks and I stopped a cul-de-sac fight from happening.
Did you start the cul-de-sac fight? Because then that's not really helping it.
No, I was okay. Because the way the cul-de-sac is, there's a lot of cars parked. So in order to launch fireworks safely, there's a huge part of the cul-de-sac that's unoccupied. So we're launching fireworks with the whole family.
I believe they're called fire twerks.
No.
Fire twerks.
No. Yes.
And it was around like 9 o'clock at night. So it wasn't too late. And then,
I love how John sets the scene.
Yeah. Launching fireworks, and all of a sudden this Mustang comes burrowing down the street.
Burrowing, huh? He was burrowing, so the Mustang was under the ground burrowing. Coming at you.
Yes.
And you just, it was burrowing, I get it. Like a rabbit.
And it was a neighbor 2 doors down, I guess
three
he
doors
just got
down.
Off work.
Was that your kryptonite?
Gets out of his car.
Don't even look at me.
Hold on, John.
Wait a second.
Because
John.
3 Doors Down had a song called Kryptonite.
Why is Dutch not here?
Because it was about Superman.
Guys, I know you are all really interested. It is fruit juices that make semen taste better.
Finally.
Oh, the pineapple. Cranberry juice and pineapple.
Finally,
stuff.
We answer the question.
Notably,
the age old question.
Apple or pineapple. And foods like coffee, alcohol, asparagus, meat, dairy. Those things will make it taste worse. Also, ooh. Cigarettes.
Mm. My semen would taste horrible.
Okay, back to you, John. So, 4th of July.
So, this guy comes out of his car, and he's coming over to us, assuming, you know, because it's all, because the whole neighborhood is pretty, like, you know, like, close, or not close-knit, but they're, like, a big group, so they like to have parties and hang out and whatnot. Like,
smoke their
like
marijuana fucking, reefers.
I don't know if that's bad. Okay. But, you know, I shake his hand and go, hey, what's up, man? Happy 4th of July. And he goes, hey, I have children upstairs. You guys are launching fireworks. What's wrong with you?
And my children like, don't take
you,
joy in
else
happy things.
Has been drinking all day, and they're all rednecks. And this weird fucking like Turkish looking guy, like who wearing a Wacken Hut security guard like outfit, comes over to us and starts. It's like one guy versus like 15 others, like telling us why we're crazy and we're launching fireworks.
Baby, that's all.
Sorry, and I'm trying to stop any fight from happening because I don't want anybody to go to jail.
After you had that diver's death on your hands, I see why you're trying to save somebody to make up for it. I get it. Like a vigilante.
Also, there's two off-duty police officers there as well asking what the hell this guy's problem is.
Now, John, did you explain to this nice gentleman with a couple of small children that it is America's fucking Independence Day and we'll goddamn blow up when we goddamn please?
Well, first off...
I didn't get to say that. The father ended up saying that, who was actually like a naval veteran.
I'm a little disturbed with Harry Potty Mouth over here, just dropping F-bombs and GD bombs all over the place.
Sorry.
Calm down. Go ahead. Celebrate your independence, not celebrate your fucking bad language.
You're right.
And the guy wants to know why we're not moving further down the street to launch fireworks where like there's a whole bunch of trees, a lot of flammable materials instead of in this open area.
Maybe
right
also
here
flammable.
Where, yes, flammable.
Did you
no,
get to
no? Hold on. Your... Say flammable.
Flammable.
Okay, you say it weird. Go ahead.
Sorry. So you know, and the guy's getting up in everyone's face. I look at the guy and I raise my voice. I go, "Hey, buddy, it's okay."
Hey, what the hey, pal? What the heck? What the heck, dude?
Hello, friend.
We're gonna move down.
Okay.
And you can go to bed. We're gonna move down.
I don't want to go to bed.
Did you get your telescoping baton? Beat him with it?
But the whole thing is, I saved
this
him
isn't
from
fucking
the
equilibrium,
mob.
D. You can't just beat people with a telescoping baton.
Not only did John save this man, but he also saved our Independence Day.
He did. Oh my God! John is Randy Quaid!
But then it gets better because I still had more fireworks left.
A really
left
good
over.
Joke. And you guys,
and the
just
dad
don't even
was
care.
All about. Like he was calling us cowards for moving down. And
you are a coward. You fucking coward.
Well, John, were you in Vietnam?
Pussy.
Huh?
Were you in Vietnam?
I wasn't in Vietnam.
Coward.
Okay. Anyways, so then,
I was, but it was in the 90s. So does that count?
So then we launch off one mortar in front of the other folks.
Now,
house
what is a mythical? What does a mythical land have to do with anything?
Mordor.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Are you
releases
sure?
The dragons, one rule, one ring.
Got it. Okay.
Them all.
Okay.
And it was almost just as loud as it was in front of the guy's house. So then I had a couple more left. The dad's like, hey, John, why don't you like launch them that way? I go, I have a better idea. I walk over to the guy's front lawn or his driveway.
Allegedly, in theater of the mind.
Allegedly.
And basically, this John isn't a real person. He's actually played by Phil Guggenshucks. Shut up. I'm trying to.
Who is also portraying Slenderman.
Uh-huh. Sorry, go ahead.
The remaining fireworks, put them upside down in the mortar.
Why?
Put a box over that wouldn't sprout up or anything. That. And put it right in front of his car, lit it, and walked inside.
Oh, so this is like the year when you tried to light us on fire with fireworks because you were putting the mortars upside down and launching them in my backyard.
Almost. And then after we did all that, the guy never came at. So then the dad said, hey, let's take all of the blown up fireworks, all the garbage, and just put it on his front porch. And
you showed that fellow who was boss.
You showed him.
And then
he thought he had one on you, but you didn't warn him.
Naha.
And then I ended it with holding the world's largest Roman candle in my hand and lighting it on fire. And it was epic.
Epic. Like the song. Epic.
And the game company.
Right.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Goes on, da-da-dun, da-dun, duo.
I don't get it, Sean.
John got it. That's all that matters.
Okay.
Just blowing shit up left and right.
Only tell jokes for John.
All right. So, John, I guess since Dutch isn't here, I guess John could guess the hippo board because we have to do it.
Yes.
Because, you know,
D posted the hippo board quotes of the week. And, yes. John, you have to guess because Joel isn't here.
Are you in the chat, John?
I'm in the chat.
Okay, look at the hippo board, and I want you to try to guess what they mean.
So the first one after hashtag hippo board, which, by the way, tweet us if you want to add one to our board, is hashtag take the oath. What do you think take the oath means?
Take the oath, it would be taking the extremely large dildo that Royce and Mrs. Marie Lopez, has and shoving it up your butt or using it in some way to take the oath.
Wow, that is the first time anyone actually accurately guessed what the hashtag.
That's
John.
Amazing.
Much better at this than Dutch.
Dutch sucks.
You're the best at this.
Dutch cannot. I'm going to say right now because Dutch isn't here and he can't defend himself. He cannot make animal traps worth a shit.
No, he's awful.
Yeah,
he's just, all his ideas are terrible.
They're
just terrible.
He comes up with the worst.
He had one.
URLs.
He pitched me one off air. He pitched me one off air about duct taping wombats.
Why?
The fucking ceiling fan.
Yeah, why? For what?
Be big. I'm investing.
Yo,
in that.
Don't.
No, D. I thought you were smarter than Dutch.
An animal trap.
Why do you need wombats to be? I don't understand. Tape the ceiling fans. I don't get what that does. It doesn't prevent. Does
I don't
prevent
know.
It
ones?
Makes them really, really dizzy.
It seems cruel and also inefficient. What do you do?
I mean,
but they're all female wombats.
Hold on. Now there's enough.
Then when they're all dizzy, it'll lure all the men wombats.
There's enough detail now where I cannot accurately approve or deny what she's saying. I don't know if female wombats get dizzy.
You know what he told me the website was?
Huh?
The Wombat Company /. The word slash and dot. It's very confusing. Taping wombats to fans .edu. I don't know how he got an edu.
I'm going to agree with you guys there. He sucks at making websites.
It's not good.
I thought you had to be like an educational organization.
I mean, it's as if he didn't even try to look for a more user-friendly URL.
Yes.
Like, he just put it in the first thing.
He makes it harder on purpose. He thinks it's good for advertising
or
something.
Yeah, they're unique.
Sometimes.
I'm not going to remember that.
No wonder his family hates him.
He's the worst.
Let's
skip hashtag.
Oh, also, tell Kelly she could listen tonight because Dutch isn't on.
Yeah, that's true.
I will tell Kelly.
Good. Let her know.
We can skip John Talks for now.
Because we're doing a John Talks today.
Yes. So let's skip that one. And move on to hashtag BarMomD.
I feel like we shouldn't put hashtags that we talk about on previous shows.
Well, the problem is that the hashtags sometimes go up during the show. Like we'll talk about something on the board.
Oh, that's right.
And then we'll say something funny about it and it has to go on next week's board. But John wasn't on the show, so I think this will work.
Oh, yeah. Prove you listen.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So am I still guessing all these? Or?
Yes, yes.
No, wait.
Okay, Barmon D, I believe when other people get drunk, D is the nurturing mother to the, oh, yes, you're throwing up a lot. We need you to throw up.
Good job.
That's exactly it.
This is creepy. He's creeping me out.
He's good at this.
He's creeping me
out. Oh, man.
He's really good.
He was on that show, though.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Were you on the show, John? No, he wasn't.
He was in the chat.
He was in the chat. Oh, you're a cheater. I take back every. You know what? I'm not doing the rest of this board. I'm going to read them because people.
Wait,
did put
am
them
I
up
supposed
there.
To be on the chat?
Know what you're supposed to
those
be.
Those two. Okay, the other ones, I have no idea what they are, and okay. I want to guess them.
Okay, fine. Okay. Which ones don't you know? Guess them.
Let's see. Predator Marie. Turns out she recreates the original movie Predator, and she starts saying, "Get into the chopper." She covers herself up in mud and tries to take down an invisible person who turns out being just a normal bar patron.
Wow, that's spot on again.
I don't know.
Spot on again.
I don't know how you keep doing
this. How did you know that?
That's exactly.
All right, this is weird.
That's exactly what I did
last
Monday.
What's the next one, John?
Neon Kayla Booty.
Kayla Booty.
Go ahead. Yeah, Neon Kayla Booty. Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Neon Kayla Booty. Neon. Okay, that sounds like. Oh. That was that one time you guys went, was it like 3 days ago? You went to this like neon ballroom and you saw this girl named Kalia like shaking her booty while having a piece of actual live neon shoved up her ass.
Spot on. Nailed
it.
How does he do this?
The element neon, yes.
Yeah, how does he do this?
His attention to detail is fantastic.
I don't even know how he figured this out. All right, John.
Am I like the Rain Man of like hippo boards?
You might be.
What's
the
next one? What's the next one?
What was that? Fat?
Fatspiration.
Fatspiration?
Yes.
Royce, Sean, and Marie went working out one day, and there was a fatty person that was attempting to go on an elliptical, and all they were doing was just like sitting on it because it was out of order and just sweating. So it's
sweating profusely. He nailed it.
He's right.
Fatspiration. It's fat perspiration. I can't believe he got this.
How did he know
I
that?
Like the detail that he said that the fat person wasn't even working out. They were just sitting on the machine and
like they
were
had
still
the
sweating.
Fitbit. You guys were really specific. They had the Fitbit on my last ring around their wrist. They had two sweatbands on their wrist that should be on their head, and they wore spants for whatever reason.
You said that they had a
Spartan.
Those are Spanx.
Like a Tough Mudder T-shirt, and it looked like they probably bought it off of
He's
eBay.
He's not even listening, is he?
No.
Okay, yeah, you got it. And what's the next one?
Shell humor. I'm guessing Shell gasoline. They spilled oil again, and it was just
hilarious. It was just hilarious.
There were baby seals,
and then there was
that's
just, like,
hilarious.
In the background.
There were fucking seagulls.
I fucking hate the environment. It's like two
seagulls.
Of my favorite things.
I hate it so much.
Seagulls are the worst.
What's the next one?
Booty on a platter. I don't know. You guys went to a barbecue joint and they had honey baked ham, like honey glazed ham. And then D went, "Damn, man, check out that booty on a platter."
Perfect.
And all the black patrons in the bar turned around to look at what appeared to be a butt, but it was actually just
ham on a platter. John's getting creepy.
This is, wow. Were you there, bro?
Now, did the black people like cheer us on, like be our hype man? Like, oh, man, look at that booty.
They actually, I remember you, Marie, were saying that
weekend,
you were actually they were disappointed because they really thought it was booty, but it was just ham.
Yeah,
but
D, you're hilarious.
So funny, that D character.
Yeah. What's the next one?
I'm great.
We got fancy shorts. Sean bought a new pair of shorts that couldn't fit on a normal human being. He had to buy them from the Target children's aisle.
Yes. They are
because he's losing. Yeah, because he's so bony.
They are spectacular pants. They fit children. I don't wear them personally, but I've been known to have children over that need another pair of pants.
All right, what's the next one, John?
What?
Shut up, Sean. Just don't incriminate yourself, John.
I can't read. It looks like special
needs.
Spectacle needs croissant.
No, special spectacle. Needs.
Oh, special. No, spectacle needs. It needs glasses.
No,
the croissant
special needs,
glasses. Needs
croissant.
Marie found a new bakery that was also a cafe, and they had a special needs baker, and he was insistent that she try his new homemade like he tried to make a cronut.
Now, what did he sound like? What did this guy sound like?
Oh, can let's call him. Let's call Rudolph.
Hi. Hey. Hello. Hey. Welcome to the bakery. Hey, I just made some croissants. They just came out of the oven. You want to try one?
And then, like, Marie felt really bad. She tried one, and she didn't finish any of it because it was just putrid and nasty.
Mm-hmm. They're not really good bagels.
But she lied to him. Said, this is really good.
Well, you have to compliment him. He's special needs. He's trying his hardest.
He made the croissants with his penis. What's the next one?
I ate it.
Ash's old. This weekend, when you got during 4th of July, you realized that Ash from Pokemon is really old. And so you guys were just like ripping on like all these Pokemon characters and like why they have an ice cream and a sundae that morphs into like a fire breathing dragon for Pokemon. Just a whole bunch of like Pokemon crap.
Pretty good much. Man,
that reminds me. One time we were all having a conversation and my friend was like, if my penis were a Pokemon, I think it'd be a Snorlax.
Is that good?
I don't know, but it sounded hilarious, so I
mean,
laughed.
Snorlax is pretty huge, so I mean, is that a compliment? Like, is I guess? Like really?
Yeah, but all he does is lay around and sleep, so it would never get itself up.
That's a flaccid Pokemon penis. That should go
is
on the
it?
Board.
A
oh, big
poor
fat.
Guy. I think it was just because he was fat and like his penis would, like Snorlax sounds like
his
a fat
penis.
Penis
is
name.
So fat.
It just sounds like it.
So fat.
It sounds disappointing because it sounds very large, but then it's not usable.
Royce, if your penis were a Pokemon, what would it be called?
I don't know. Well, let me think what my favorite Pokemon would be.
Jigglypuff.
No.
No. John's is Jigglypuff.
That's, yeah.
Because mine can sing and put women to sleep.
Okay, Sean, what would yours be? I'm still thinking of mine here. What Pokemon penis be? Mine won't be Squirtle.
Squirtle.
That's mine. I'm a Squirtle. And then, actually, that's when it's flaccid, but when it's big, I call it Blastros. Because it evolved.
Well, then I guess I would call mine Charmander because it spits fire.
And then Charizard when it's hard.
Right.
It burns women.
I like it. Bro, fucking Blastros and Charizard. Bump fist right there. Those are two like beginner fucking big ass baller, big beginner Pokemon. Marie, what's your vagina Pokemon?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know anything about Pokemon. Should I look up characters?
We'll just call her vagina.
Okay.
I was going to go with Oddish.
D, what's your vagina Pokemon? Mewtwo?
I'm going to choose Caterpie.
Stop going deep. Fucking, of course she goes deep. And also, I'm at,
of course it goes
I can't
deep.
Believe
my vagina.
That's not what I meant. All right.
Ooh, this one's called Machoke. That's hilarious. Machoke's let's call him Marie's Machoke.
My yeah, there you go, Marie. Well,
but what about Machamp?
How about Mr. Mime?
Mr. Mime.
Poliwhirl. That sounds like a gay pain. This is my Poliwhirl, girl.
Oh, my God.
Poliwag. I had to Google Pokemon names. I'm not going to lie.
Why? You don't know all 151 just, original Pokemon names
I do.
By
I
memory?
I just don't want to show off.
Not recently.
In alphabetical order?
You can just, like, make up order? A name, and it's a freaking Pokemon.
About Bulbasaur? That sounds like a penis.
It sounds like an infected penis.
It sounds like a penis problem.
Yeah. Sorry, sir. You have a Bulbasaur.
I went to the doctor. I came back with the Bulbasaur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want that.
I want. There's one called the Cutie Pie.
Yeah.
Ends up being just like a giant rock Pokemon.
But ironically, that one has AIDS.
Yeah, it's dying.
I don't know if it's ironic, but it is sad.
It's dying slowly.
Oh, AIDS. No. These are just descriptions. Those aren't the names. No.
Wait, I thought Sean's was Clefairy.
No.
Hashtag old school.
How would you like to have Tentacruel?
I think Sean is a hepatitis char.
No.
Hepachar.
Hepachar.
This is a Weeping Bell. Ew.
Attack. Hep B attack. Dodged.
Now attack with Hep C.
Critical hit.
Hep C. Because they all say their name.
I feel like I should make a BuzzFeed.
HPV, I choose you.
Pokemon penis name.
The
Pokemon.
Enemy, yeah, the sure. Enemy Pokemon has fainted.
I feel is Venusaur one because that looks pretty awesome.
Yes.
Okay, my vagina is Venusaur.
Oh my God.
Oh, so she's evolved from the Bulbasaur. She got the Bulbasaur, and now she's got the Venusaur.
She's got full-blown Venusaur?
I got his Bulbasaur.
She has a full-blown Venusaur, bro!
Is that bad? Is that good? I don't know what it does. What's its power?
It has Vine Whip.
Oh, no. That makes sense. It makes sense.
Oh, what? One called Stunky.
And Seed. Seed attack.
I don't even know why it makes sense. It's just fun.
And you also have Razor Leaf. Good luck with that.
The last hashtag was just Who Dat, which, you know, Do Dat.
Do Dat.
So
Who dat?
All right. We have a couple options here. We go into some stories or we could go into John Talks. It's up to you guys.
We can have sex with men also.
I want to go into John Talks.
John Talk for the end.
Yeah, John Talks is for...
No, we're doing this now.
No, we're going to do it early.
We're answering questions.
Yes. We have to answer John's questions and we just skip the hashtag
Here's what's going on with John Talks. For those, John is for those, he's like our special needs croissant. And sometimes we have him write down his thoughts because his thoughts can be, I mean, amusing.
Yeah, we used to do John's World and, you know, yeah. We've always done Stream of Consciousness, John, because it's awesome.
Okay.
But John, I hear you wrote some things down and some questions and I don't know what it is, so I don't know how to lead in, but why don't you just go ahead and get started?
Well, why don't I play the song for John Talks, okay? Go ahead. You can talk if you want.
Yeah, no, I'm just pulling it up. From last time we spoke, it was like you guys were talking about like, oh, John, oh, he's so great. He doesn't have anybody. I think like I don't know if there's a being alive that could can put up with me. I mean, like, can I know that we've done a lot of the OK Cupid stuff, and it seems like there'll be girls that send a message, and then like, and there'll be sometimes I send them a response back, and then there's just nothing. And like, all right, that's cool. But then I often wonder, like, are Twinkies back? Because I was buying T-shirts the other day. I was at Walmart, like just picking up like propane and like grilling tools and stuff. And I saw Twinkies, and I'm like, the fuck? I thought Twinkies were done. So like, I don't even know if they're even done or gone, or like, does anyone even care anymore? And like, this past weekend was awesome because I was able to dress up like Deadpool, meet a whole bunch of other Deadpool, and then out of nowhere, Katrina Law from Arrow signals for me. I don't know why she was signaling for me. I'm assuming she asked for the time or something. Oh, she wanted to hug me, and she said that Deadpool was her favorite character, and I'm still confused about that because, I mean, I had Khal Drogo next to me. But Katrina Law was
from Arrow. She's fucking hot, dude.
Bro,
sorry,
she's
but
fantastic.
She's awesome. She's played one of the
Nissa Al Ghul.
Nissa Al Ghul, right?
Yeah, and the whole
anyway,
thing
go
like,
ahead. She called you over, and what happened?
No, I mean like I didn't know who she was at first because I can't see very well with like my mask.
Can't see without his glasses.
Without his glasses,
you can't see.
So I mean, she just looked like a very pretty girl, but then like afterwards, like. Like my friends were like, John, that was fucking Katrina Law. I'm like,
whoops,
what the fuck?
So she just gave you a hug?
Like she stood up and she signaled for me, and like I grabbed my friend's hand because like she was waving for me, and I grabbed my friend's hand out of random. I was like waving back at her, and she started laughing, but then she pointed at me, and they're like, John, I think she's asking for him. I'm like, okay, I'm like, okay, what can I do for you?
Oh no.
But it's
oh yes, but so what? Did you get her number or what's going on here?
I had no pockets. I didn't have my phone.
I had no pockets,
John.
I didn't have my phone with me because
you didn't show her your Bulbasaur.
No, my Bulbasaur is out for everybody to see.
Yeah, have you not seen his Deadpool costume? His junk is all over the place. Oh, okay. You're saying about your junk?
I'm not sure if it was like her security hand or if it was her hand that like smacked my ass when I left. Like, damn.
That was
like So I mean, like, I'm still confused. Like,
John, what was your boner level? Boner level, right now.
Right now?
No, at that time. What was the boner level?
See, that's the thing. When I put the suit on, like, I don't get a boner. I don't know if it's because, like, I like just focused and making sure I don't pee and don't fart. Because
if you fart in that, does it get caught in there like a wetsuit?
No, because it's lycra, so it kind of just like screen doors out.
It's screen doors out. Gotcha.
But it got me thinking. I was like, okay, this woman, because I saw pictures of her afterwards. Like this woman, if I was normal John, would she even have done that? Or it's they just like the persona of the Deadpool.
John, so now you're thinking you should always wear the Deadpool costume?
Everywhere you go, John, please wear Deadpool. Everywhere you go, I want you every day of your life. Go to work as Deadpool. Do what
you have.
I have
gone to work as Deadpool.
Do it more often.
You will get so many more hugs.
So much more vagina will throw itself at you, John. Do it.
And that's the thing, man. Like all these girls are freaking throwing themselves at me, like, as Deadpool. Okay.
So fuck and it, Deadpool.
So like I don't know if I need to like post pictures of me on OKCupid as Deadpool.
Yes. Well, actually, your Instagram is connected, so if you Instagram pictures, it'll just pop up.
All right. Is there more John talks?
Was it? I guess it finishes up with like, where's TV going now? I mean. It just seems like it's the same stuff over and over again, but I like my Netflix. And I have to say, long live Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, just good.
And I guess that's what I got for now. I mean, I got more, but you know, we can move on.
That's good. Thank
Bravo,
you.
Bravo, John.
I
Bravo.
Love it.
John
See,
talks.
I'm great. I'm actually
John
happy.
Talks. I like it. You had a lot of questions. You had a lot of
And what is the deal with the Twinkies? Are they back?
Yeah, are Twinkies back? I think they are.
I asked somebody, and they looked at me like, I just work here. Like,
how dumb are those people that bought all those Twinkies, then?
Right? They must feel such the fool.
Well, hey, the shelf life is pretty long, so they're still edible.
Yeah, but they still spent way too much money on Twinkies.
I had a Twinkie when I went to South Florida.
Congratulations,
Renee
bro.
Had them in the cabinet, and there I was just
that
like,
she keeps little gay men in her cabinet?
No. Yeah, I blew a twink.
You had
in
a
the
little gay man?
There was a twink in the cabinet, and I blew him.
Yeah, sometimes I think Sean's gay.
Sometimes?
What makes you think that? His lifestyle?
Why sometimes? Why not all the time?
Just put my shoes back on backwards.
What? Good job, stupid. Backwards.
Just whatever, on the wrong foot.
Why are you putting your shoes on right now?
They fell off and my feet are cold. So I'm trying to put them back on.
Oh no, your little feetsies are cold.
They're so cold. Oh no.
All right, so John talks, Sean's gay, D's feet are cold. What else is new?
Well, I guess if you'd like, we go into some stories.
I would love to go into only
okay,
one story.
Okay, cool. Fat woman wears bikini. World doesn't end.
Fat Kini?
this
and
is a,
the world may be ending.
Let me post.
Maybe it just is a slower death process. You know, maybe it's like world got cancer from it.
I wore a bikini in public while being fat. So being a poignant and funny essay on body image written by blogger.
Hold on,
and novelist.
I feel like John should be reading this in panini sauce voice.
He's right. You know what?
Okay.
Let me find the original blog that she wrote.
Can you post it in the chat room so John can just pick it up real fast and run with it?
Yes, I will do it right now. But look, first off, while I pull that up, look at her picture in the chat room.
She's
so
pretty,
yeah,
pretty fat.
Like, what happened to her children? Are they still digesting?
Maybe. Is it really considered a bikini when your bikini bottom is going up past your belly button?
No.
It's like a granny bikini.
The thing, like, these goddamn fucking fat bikini stories. Like, really? I see fat people at the beach in a bikini all the time. They don't have to write a fucking blog about it.
Sure they do.
In her case, really? It's a blob about it.
Why is this under healthy living?
She's nothing healthy about the way she's living.
I mean, it's healthy that she's not eating a pie right now.
Okay,
she's out grazing.
That's very true. And she's out swimming.
It's in the chat, John.
Exercise.
There you go. If you want to read it as
yeah,
one
it's. I mean, she's not That's really so swimming. She's just standing, waiting in the shallow water, but she could possibly have had some sort of exercise to walk to said location.
Yeah, okay. Look how sexy she is.
Really, really?
Ooh, she's calling it a fat kini, too. We should let that other blogger know, and then they can hash it out.
Well, they would just eat hash browns together.
That's what she meant.
Do you think that she bought a panini sauce fat kini?
Yes.
Well, first off, I like to say that you guys are not pronouncing my blog right. It's Trout Nation, because I'm a big fish in a small pond that likes to eat fish.
Of course.
So, fat woman wears bikini in public, and Earth's orbit is unaffected for panini sauce.
Okay, that's not okay. Go ahead.
Nailed.
This is first of what will be several writing retreated later, posted this year. But I feel like this is most important to me. That's right. I fulfilled New Year's resolution.
Resolution.
#4 I
Yes, hashtag four. I'm trying to bring it back, guys.
You never started.
I wore a bikini in public today while being fat. This is me at Hunter's Point in Copper Harbor, standing in Lake Superior, feeling superior, I must add. I should point out that this is as in the water, quote unquote, as I got for my entire trip, because I sink like a rock. There will be still ice in Superior as recently as weeks to go, but there was no ice because I needed it for my martini glass. Recently as 2 weeks ago, and since it was balmy, it was so hot, balmy 50 degrees Fahrenheit outside, swimming was not an option. Although I look like I just look so hot.
And this is my favorite part here. This next part here, me.
Me.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this was a real... Okay, so do you want to be the person?
I'll be the person.
This was a really funny resolution because when I was told about it, it usually went like this. I'm going to wear my bikini this year.
Oh, good for you. And you doing Weight Watchers?
No, I said I'm going to be wearing a bikini. I didn't say I was dieting.
Please call it a fat bikini.
Apparently, my face melts off like the idea of my fatness in a two-piece is the equivalent to staring at the Ark of the Covenant. No, that's not true. I would rather stare at the Ark of the Covenant because then I know I would die. After looking at you, I'd have to keep living and remembering the way your legs look. So that's me, though.
What do you mean by the way her legs look? Are you noticing the dimples that she has for knees?
Those are dimples?
Well, those are knees.
I thought she was just hiding corn under her skin. Sorry.
No, actually, I'm wearing leggings, underneath my fat.
Wow, that's a lot of leggings.
So is your purple hair supposed to make you look thinner?
My purple hair is leftover Kool-Aid because somebody told me that you can use Kool-Aid as a hair dye, and I think I look fabulous.
Well, I hope
now,
you hair
why dye. Do you call it Kool-Aid?
I'm sorry?
You're saying it weird. You're saying it like Kool-Aid.
Saying what weird?
Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah, Kool-Aid.
No. Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
No.
There's too many L's in there. You're throwing too many L's in there, dude.
It's a little weird.
Ma'am.
So where did you find your bikini?
I found it at a thrift store.
Did you just steal fabric from two cars that was being used as a cover?
No. I mean, I have another bikini that I made from a circus tent.
Okay.
And that one is when I go out in the town on the boardwalk. This is for when I go in the water, not swimming, but trolling in the water. Like
but I will
trout.
Say this, D's right. I've been to the beach and there's plenty of people that dress like this. This isn't nothing new.
It's not a big deal.
It doesn't
matter.
I'm
sorry, but why else would you announce to people that you're going to be wearing, a bikini this year. Okay, good for you. Like, did people really go, oh, are you losing weight? And if they did, that's kind of justified because why else would you announce that unless you're a crazy person?
Well, that's the problem.
Well, I mean, I did use Kool-Aid for my hair
Stop
dye.
It.
That's true. You did.
Don't say it that way.
Okay, again, you know how I was mentioning at a couple other videos that we had on earlier Hippo Juice episodes where I was like, what's up with the comments? They're all positive. None of them are negative.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she's doing some comment censoring again because every single comment is talking about how gorgeous she is and how cute her bikini is and where did they find it. And, you know.
Right. That's how you do it. You just.
So then if I make a comment now, like saying something like,
you're a fat fucking pig. I
wouldn't,
hope you die.
No. I'm going to say something like nice bikini. You fat fucking pig. I hope you die.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's wrong.
Why?
Okay. Why is it wrong? And I don't trust Larry here in the comments. If you go scroll to the bottom, who's fucking ripped. Good for you. I think you're hot. No, you don't,
no,
Larry.
No, you don't, Larry.
Larry, you don't think that, Larry. Larry's a goddamn liar.
Larry Banks 12.
Larry might think that.
Larry's a liar, D. Don't fucking believe Larry.
Look at how ripped he is.
If Larry was wearing a shirt, you wouldn't believe him.
Maybe Larry is a catfisher and he's a chubby chaser.
Wait, what about Karen
Maybe Larry
Cole?
Used
Bravo
to be fat.
To you. Hit says only skinny minis can wear bikinis. Hashtag rhyming.
I think Larry used to be fat.
Okay, let's say Larry used to be fat. Then Larry should be against the fact that she doesn't want to lose weight and just wear a bikini.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I can't speak for Larry, but...
You know what? I'm speaking for Larry.
You're doing a damn good job.
I'm going to fucking speak for Larry.
Do it.
Larry's a liar.
But Jenny Trout comments, the effect on the Earth's gravitational pull was from my nipples turning into stone while standing in the cold fucking water. LOL.
Then don't LOL that. Don't LOL that.
That's kind of funny.
LOL Rafflecopter.
Oh, man, he got a Rafflecopter. That's the best one.
Is that the best one?
It is the best one.
What else is there?
Oh, roller coasters?
Roller coasters is a good one.
I am a fan of roller coasters.
Roller skates?
Roller coasters are good because they get you pretty high, but not as high as a Rafflecopter.
Mm-mm. What's the one with the barbecue that ends in BBQ?
Barbecue?
Barbecue?
No, okay.
You're just thinking of barbecue.
I'm pretty hungry.
Speaking of fat.
Yes.
I was fat shamed at the salon. Here's what to do if it happens to you.
Uh-oh. This is from our pals at XO Jane, our feminist blog friends.
We don't like feminists.
I don't have a feminist friend or friends at xojane.com.
Okay, well, go ahead and read it.
Okay. It had taken me 8 months to get that cut. After my dad passed away from pancreatic cancer.
Okay, stop. Right there, she's already trying to start you feeling bad for her. The people that made fun of her had no idea her dad died, so there's no need to preface that. Am I wrong?
I killed my dad. He just also happened to have pancreatic cancer.
Oh, wow. Okay, be more clear next time.
I was trying to, but you totally interrupted me.
I thought he swayed his way out.
Stop being a dick. Mm-hmm. Let her talk.
The war hair that I had sort of grown as a secret talisman for my dead dad was trying to keep him alive and stuff.
Roy Black on Crack says, by the way, just to finish up the last segment, Lolocaust would be the best one you could get because so many people die from laughing.
No. Dude, that's only happened like 3 or 4 times in history, though.
Oh, I have like a really awkward boner right now.
Go ahead, bro.
I was getting hard to remove knots in my hair every day because I couldn't reach behind it to brush it. And rather than being blessed of remembrance, it was turning into a burden. It needed to come off. By the way, here's a picture. Did anyone post a picture in the chat? Here's a picture of my fat locks. My locks are so fat. So I went to the hair.
I mean, she's lovely.
I went to a hair salon in the suburbs.
I wouldn't fat shame her. I'd ugly shame her, which is different.
No big city $80 cuts for me. I'm spending that money on food.
Okay.
Obviously.
Just a quick wash and dry and snip. But then the questions start coming. Are you sure you want to do this? That short? Let me ask my coworker if he thinks she should do it. Have you ever done this before? Actually, no matter how fat you are, I would never question what the customer wants. Just cut the damn hair off. What do you care?
No, they always do. Whenever a girl with really long hair gets a short haircut, they always ask a million times. Because I've had mine go from like waist length to real short. And it's because people freak out when they lose their hair. They cry and then they don't want to pay and all this stuff. Anyway, continue. But that's why I think this whole story is bullshit.
Gotcha. Thanks for the insight, D.
Yay.
I respect a hairdresser for wanting to give me the best cut possible, but questions didn't stop. It seemed like it was more about what she wanted to do than to give me what I wanted from her. If this were a deli, I would have ordered 3 sandwiches. No, she would have been pressuring me for a turkey if I just wanted ham.
You look like you want turkey and ham, to be fair.
Shut your mouth. I don't care that it's a delicious combination to put the two of them together because it's salty and sweet at the same time. For 10 minutes, I was nearly in tears because I wasn't eating. She berated me about the idea of getting a pixie cut. My hair of choice
this time around.
It's when you cut off all your hair and look like a boy.
That's a pixie cut?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know.
Like Tinkerbell.
Oh, pixie cut.
What did you think I said?
I don't know.
Pixie cut.
That's what I heard.
Oh. I could have left, certainly, but I didn't think I was brave enough to go to a different salon and try all over again. As her questions continued, they seemed to be less and less about my rash decision to cut my hair and more about that typical boring rule, fat girls don't get to have pixie cuts.
You are allowed to have a pixie cut, and then I'm allowed to fucking make fun of you for having said pixie cut because you're fat. That's just life. You're allowed, and then I'm allowed to go, ha ha ha, you look like an idiot.
After
or get a short enough haircut to look like a dyke.
Okay. See, there's we were having fun.
And then John made it awesome.
No.
Oh.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I thought I had to bring it back.
You did great, John.
After I
good job, buddy.
After I convinced her that yes, I really did want to get this haircut. Excuse me, I burped because I'm still hungry.
Obviously.
The wash and dry went pretty normally. I sat, turned my head, answered some random questions about life, like how much time do you spend in your life eating?
That's a lot.
The normal things one does in sitting in the mnemonic chair, which didn't really move for me because I'm so fat. I thought everything was going great.
So I guess the point is they don't want her to have a short haircut because her mega face look fat, basically.
Well, you tell me.
Okay, talk normal. I'm very sick of this person. I know you're not her, but I'm getting angry at this fake person.
Okay, well, that's what the hair ended up looking like.
Do you think
she made strangle her? She made a good decision.
I want to strangle her.
Now, that's her husband. Where is she? Is he disappointed?
The thing is...
He looks disappointed.
Of course he is. Look at her.
Him.
Both of them.
Sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying, Dee?
No, I just, this whole story just kind of frustrates me because, I mean, maybe she was berated as she
doubtful
says, but it
deserves
sounds like she was just, they were just like, are you sure you want to do this? And then she goes on about how when they cut her hair and they say, they remind her of how much weight she just lost. They're talking about your hair, which, like, what are you talking about? Why are you so upset? She's like insinuating things that may or may not have ever actually happened. And you know what? Maybe she looked at you and said, you know what? You're not going to look good with this haircut. And as a professional stylist, it's my job to tell you you're going to look like shit. So if you would please just allow me to cut your hair the way that it will look good, then I can help you. And if the woman is still like, look, bitch, shut up, just cut my hair in a pixie cut, then be like, okay.
Some women look fantastic.
I don't know.
By the way, some women, if you have the right face, the pixie cut looks great. Really good on some women.
But what does it necessarily have anything to do with her weight? It could just have to do with the fact she has an ugly face.
Yeah.
Going from like back length hair to your mid waist to pixie cut is a drastic change that most stylists will ask you
but
about.
You know why she went for a drastic change? She had a big life change. She broke up with Kermit, so she had to just cut it all off.
Oh, Miss Piggy reference.
Kermit, I miss him every day, but it's okay because I'm an extraordinary woman.
See? Miss Piggy, she's going to get through it.
This whole thing is ridiculous.
She's a strong, independent
woman.
She don't need no man.
Nope.
I'm tired of people. Unless the woman said, listen, you fat bitch, don't get your hair cut this way because you're a fat bitch, then she's just insinuating that she's
said
these
things. God. I
people
wish Dee were a hairdresser.
People are getting offended over nothing that happened.
Hey, listen, you fat, stupid, fat.
You are a
why
fat
don't you
cunt.
Stop cutting your you fat hair, you like, fat.
Hey, you know.
Every one of these stories is, I think that she was implying that I was fat and I felt offended.
No.
Unless someone says to your face, you are too fat for this haircut. To chill.
You know what's implying that you're fat? Every mirror you look into. That's what's implying that you're fat. You fat bitch.
I mean, I don't know. I feel bad that people feel bad, but you know,
I don't feel bad at all.
I've been heavy and stuff before, and I never assumed everyone was automatically just down on me for
being
fat.
By the way, fat people.
I didn't think about it that much. I just lived my fucking life.
By the way, fat people, you're the majority. So what are you worried about? You're the majority, so there's more of you to people. People see more of you. People see more of you than they see of attractive people.
I'm medium.
But no, but you.
Yeah, don't be the first to cast the first Cold Stone Creamery.
That's not.
That's exactly how it is.
Do you know how many of those PB&J shakes? They're 2,000 calories.
Yeah, they're
so
fucking
good,
delicious, though.
Jesus Christ.
And by the way, Jamba Juice, stop fucking selling me that you're fucking health food. You're not.
Why not?
Because it's milkshakes. You're paying money to drink milkshakes that they fool you to believe are fucking fruit. They're not. They're milkshakes.
Well, yeah, but they're good
for
you.
If you order the fruit ones with ice, then it isn't a milkshake.
Okay, you know what that's called? It's called juice. And I can go buy it at the grocery store.
At that point.
A smoothie.
I know.
Just call it a juice over ice. Blended.
White boys love smoothies.
That'd be funny. Go into a Jamba Juice and ask them for just a plain orange juice, and it'll blow their mind. They're like, we don't have that in our computer.
No, we have to.
What do you ask?
The only way for us to make orange juice is to put 15 oranges in this weird machine that goes through like a little trap, like a fucking erector
like
set.
A Pee-wee's like Playhouse?
Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. I want a fucking orange juice. Can you give
me? Oh, you want me to? Hey, if you want, I can press these grass leaves into juice.
Quitting time, boys. Sorry, man. We're going to have to give you orange juice tomorrow. It's union workers that make the orange juice, and they're all tuckered out from making two glasses earlier. The fucking Jamba Juice in their fucking asses.
I hand squeeze every blueberry.
Every single one.
Hand squeeze.
Just a little squeezing.
Can I add flaxseed for potassium or something?
Just, that's so tiring.
Would you like extra vitamin C powder?
Yeah, I have to get up at
you
one.
You really have to use your whole hand.
Yes, the whole.
More like a. Isn't it more like a pinch?
Just no.
Quantity, not quality.
Yes.
Marie has to get there at 1 a.m. to fucking start making the blueberry juice.
Love my blueberry juices. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I ask for 2 blackberries in it.
What? Ooh. Whoa. 2 African American berries. I would even call them Halle berries.
Oh my God, that is awesome.
Warlike Radio!
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the 2nd annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson, Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds will go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Chronic burping leaves Venice Man confounded and embarrassed.
Hello, my name is Ron Johnson. I'm 58 years old. I live in Venice, Florida, and today's date is May 19th, 2014. Hadn't been able to get a job.
I wonder why.
2012.
Life be a catcher.
He wasn't able to get a job since 2012.
Can I help you? What do you mean I can't work here? What's the problem?
Do you like fries with it?
I have actually registered with the state. I have a severe problem with, and I'd really love to be your janitor during the day if I can get the job.
Now, kids, the significance of the War of 1812 was that.
Welcome to Outback. Some of our specials include.
Please welcome your next comic, Ron Johnson. Hey, I just flew out here, and boy, are my.
He's hoping someone will see this video and be inspired to help John.
Somebody will be inspired to help. Somebody will watch the video and go, wait a minute, this fella can't stop burping. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money and we're going to... God bless you, sir. We're going to donate some money and we're going to do our very best to get you in front of the best doctors that there are because... God bless you, sir. We're going to put you in front of the best GI doctors that there are because there's nothing that can help a person like... Sir? Oh, God bless you out of both ends.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do it in Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore?
Oh. Amazing.
Australia?
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you? No, that sounds that's like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Fuck, radio meltdown.
I literally think I got an Instagram. I think I posted one, possibly two photos, and I haven't touched a thing.
Both of beer.
No, actually, one of them was of...
his
I know
balls.
It never ends.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you feel classy on Monday nights?
Welcome to the slip party.
Yes.
Well, okay, maybe not. Listen to Marianne.
Oh my god, I would take the shits over throwing up anytime.
And Kitty.
Yeah, and you know what I like doing is sucking the cream out.
Wait, what the hell is this show about?
That's a bad vagina.
And I'm supposed to listen to this train wreck. Why?
Their show is so funny. Oh my god.
Well, if you say so, Kitty. So, when am I supposed to tune in?
How about, like, a Monday night at 9?
Okay, sounds good. Anything else I should know?
Better out through the mouth than the butt, right?
I think I'd rather have it out through the butt.
God, they don't pay me enough to do this goddamn shit.
Daytime Divas, Monday, 9 to 11 Eastern, only on More Like Radio.
Penis, 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 penis. Penis.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Who is your Cartman? I started watching Game of Thrones.
Yes, Paladin Butters. Are you enjoying it?
Well, it's pretty good, I guess. But have you ever noticed that almost every time they show a guy's wiener, that guy's character is gay?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just that they have a lot of girls' boobs and vaginas and stuff, but most times they show a man's wiener, it's because that guy's in a love scene with another guy. You think it's because gay wieners are less threatening to women viewers?
I believe you might be missing the greater point of the show, Paladin Butters.
Yeah, I know. Winter is coming and there's dragons and zombies on the way. I'm pretty excited for that. Just could do with a little less gay wieners, all. I keep watching that show and I'm still waiting for the darn dragons to show up and kick everyone's butts. But all I get is wiener, wiener, wiener. It's not all gay wiener, but when they do show a straight guy's wiener, it's all soft and floppy. Even though we just got done humping a pretty girl. Why is that? Because a soft wiener isn't threatening. Just like a gay wiener.
Butters, you seem to be somewhat obsessed with wieners.
I'm obsessed with wieners? But what about HBO?
Back live on Hippo Juice. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice if you want to get in contact via Twitter. And don't forget, August 9th, biggest internet radio live event ever, More Like Radio Live 2.
Number dose.
August 9th, just Jake's Montclair. Just go to tinyurl.com/...
Montclair, New Jersey.
Montclair, New Jersey. tinyurl.com/MLR Live, the number 2.
Right.
Okay.
You don't have to type out the number 2, no. Just the actual number 2.
TheNumberTwo.
No. Now Dennis is going to have to make one that's that way too. That way idiots that listen to you still get there.
That's right. No. Anyone that listens to me is in fact an idiot.
It is true. It is true. I love these fat for Game of Thrones wobbles. They're amazing.
I'm so happy. Like, those make me the happiest ever.
Aren't they great?
I love fat wobbles.
They're fucking awesome.
Gotta find
my favorite kind of wobble.
Gotta find something to watch now that fucking Game of Thrones is
gay porn.
There's no... I still gotta watch that. I mean...
Oh. Well, we were watching it while Game of Thrones was on, too.
At the same time.
Right. Well, it's only fitting.
P.I.P., bro. Penis and penis.
Oh, I thought that was...
You guys are docking again?
Yeah, we're docking.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
So what? But two straight dudes that hang out and they dock.
Don't judge me.
Hang out and docking, guys.
Don't judge
that
what Royce and I do.
Is so awesome.
I'm
the docking gif?
No, the gif that Western Echo just posted in the More Like Radio chat room,
okay, that's
which I'm sharing
hilarious.
On Hippo Juice's fan page right the fuck now.
Hilarious. It's Marie and Dee photoshopped in that, the fucking, as Marie called it, Iggy Pop. No, it looks like the Iggy Pop video, is it not?
Oh, Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea. Right?
I got it in your head.
No. God damn it.
I finally found out that Iggy Azalea is not black and she's Australian.
Yes, and I found that out too. Now, John, did it affect your thinking on if you like the song better or worse, knowing that she's a white girl?
I mean, I thought the song was catchy to be. It had a nice beat and everything. But then I saw they're like, no, there's a music video. I'm like, holy fuck a duck, she's Australian. That white girl got a fucking ass on her. God bless.
Right. Well, God bless.
Out of all activism, mm-hmm. I would say hacktivism is my favorite. And somebody actually figured out how to hack one of those street signs. I think Sean has a story.
Hacktivism. Now, wait a second. Is that what Punchy calls comedy?
No, oh. No. That should be the name of his next album, though.
Okay.
And Mercer's would be Orange is the New Hack. So.
Who?
Okay. Before you say what.
I was talking about relevant, somewhat relevant comedians.
That's not nice. Before you say what they hacked on one of these, basically, you know, one of those roadside signs, like, you know, lane closed or whatever. Apparently somebody hacked it. Now, before we tell you what it was, I want you guys to guess. What would you do if you had the power to hack one of those signs? What would you write on it? Marie, what would you write?
Games that way.
OK, well, that's pretty funny, I guess, but it's
that kinda, works.
OK,
I can see the humor there. Mm-hmm. D, what about you?
What would I write on a big flashy sign?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
She's not even paying attention.
Yes. What would you write?
She's not paying attention.
Let her go.
I would write who dat.
You see, you just honestly, we were just talking about that. It's the last thing you remember. So you just
fine. I would
it.
Write pussy, big shiny letters.
You're you know what? You're way close. You know what's funny? You're what? Way closer to the actual first what they wrote. John, go ahead and read what they wrote because D basically got half
that
of it right.
That was my real answer, but you know.
Go ahead.
Nope.
Go ahead. No, okay. What did they write on the sign on the roadside sign, Sean?
All right. there have been plenty of hoax videos portraying a guy saying "fuck her right in the pussy" during a live news broadcast, but then somebody recently went for it during World Cup coverage. Now we have a second real example spotted in the world. Somebody wrote "fuck her in the pussy" on this fucking roadside.
On a roadside. Fuck her right in the pussy.
And
wait, fuck who right in the pussy?
Fuck her right in the pussy.
The proverbial her?
Whoever her may be.
So D, you were correct. Pussy was nice. In the title.
That hacktivist think alike.
Yep, you guys really are. You guys are just a bunch of fuck her right in the pussy hacktivists.
If I was ever to define myself as something, it would be that. That would be it. That would be the thing I would define myself as.
The news report comes from Florida.
Pussywagon.com.
Oh. Pussywagon.com.
No, it comes from Florida.
What I would do, because I'm a bit of a rebel, if it said like road closed, I would like misspell like road and then be like, they think they're stupid. They don't spell.
Maybe like.
Two dark guys, sorry.
Two dark guys where?
Whoa! Ah! Whoa. I think you mean two Halle Berry guys.
What if the sign said, give more roadhead?
That's actually
that would be awesome.
I like that.
You see, because then it would just, all the husbands would look over at their wives driving by the sign and be like, Marjorie? Huh? You better do what the sign says.
I'm old fashioned. I would go with a classic, honk if you're horny. Mine would be honk if you're horny.
Or also hashtag thanks Obamacare.
That's good. That's another good one.
How about no Obamacare?
No.
Ashley said, looking for pussy. Has anyone seen my cat? Okay.
How about just she's cheating on you?
See, now I can't read what Pat wrote.
That would make me so anxious as I was driving home. I'd be like, is she?
How does the sign know?
All the rest of them were. Is
I
this one?
I knew it all along.
Maul in the chat says, big dicks in your ass are bad for your health, is what she would write.
Why? Wait, prove it. Pat, Maul, prove it. Where's her science?
I can't read
Does she have science?
I can't read what Pat wrote, but put it this way. So the president is a WA, and I can't, I don't know if I'm okay with that.
Pat, I don't, I mean, why? I mean, it's, I guess it's informative, I suppose.
It's not really that informative. It's more racist than anything.
It's very racist. Mm-hmm.
Exceptionally racist.
Just the worst.
Entirely racist.
I don't think Pat gets the humor.
No, I think he's just being blatantly racist.
I guess so.
That's our Pat, always being racist.
He's entitled to his opinions.
or
racist, what racist
if, what if the sign just said, hey, look over there?
So they're his opinions. He's entitled to them.
My sign would say, hey, see how long you close your eyes and go. No.
Okay.
No.
Mine would be your refrigerator is running.
Better go catch it. Is that a new joke, John? Did you make that up? It's pretty good. You should probably call some places and do it.
New material.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I hope that's for the live event because I love it so far.
What if the sign just said, you're fat?
Oh.
Okay, what if you
You're like having a great day and then you see that sign and you're like,
aww.
What if you change it to just say, will you marry me and put a random name up there?
Oh my God, I love it.
And then somebody would like drive by who's in that name. That like
Sarah.
Like, would you marry me, John?
Sarah, will you marry me? And then they drive past it after she says no. It's like, damn it, man, I told you no.
That would fuck up so many people.
Like, you just put a random fucking name in there.
Pat says, how about Kim Jong-un as a slope? No. Still racist.
Again, I feel like
still really racist.
Or just put on the sign Google Lemon Party.
No, like don't
that.
Do that.
I like it.
Don't do that.
I'm liking Google Lemon Party.
Do it.
I mean, I would.
Especially while
do
driving.
Do that. I mean, I would do that.
Wait, is there like a regular keyboard on there? Could I just put like a bunch of equal signs, a capital D, and a few of these squiggly
okay.
things?
Okay, that just means
that's
a
peepee.
That's
you're
a
making a peepee. Yeah.
So could I just make
a peepee? I would have a better one.
Okay.
Short, simple, call it thwat walking.
No.
No,
what does
I don't,
that mean?
What?
You've been saying it like a bunch of times.
Because I found out what it meant today because I was always curious what it meant. It says, that hoe over there.
I mean,
John, that appeals to like six people. And I don't think the type of neighborhood that we'd be finding one of these signs in is the type of neighborhood that you'd be wanting to do that in the dark.
Look, you do it anywhere where you have to get government cheese or you live in the projects, anywhere where light turns to black and you don't want to be
again,
there.
Five
at
goes breasts.
Yep. Living off government cheese, bunch of Jewish mice.
Oh, whoa.
They were Jewish mice.
Okay.
Ooh, I have a fun one.
I like to call them frivolous.
STD check up ahead.
No. Don't do that.
They have to stop every car in the roadblock
like,
and test for STDs.
Mine would be like, the fuck you looking at?
Excuse me, sir, I have to take a blood sample. Are you going to tell me the results right here? No, you're going to get it in 2 to 3 weeks.
In the mail.
That sucks. Really long time to wait.
Bonded courier.
James Bonded courier. All right. Lifeguard charged with smoking weed while on duty. Duty.
What were they expecting?
He's a lifeguard. Has anyone ever spoken to a lifeguard?
So I could be a lifeguard?
Yes.
Hey, bro, you can't go out past that buoy thing over there because the way is so gnarly, man.
Oh,
okay, New York. This
the
from
first the first line of this.
Yeah, New York Post hack joke alert.
New York City.
Whoa,
I don't like their picante
buy a bigger
sauce.
Boat.
This is not my Batman glass.
The sun wasn't baking, so the lifeguard decided to.
No.
That was a good one.
No.
Okay, sorry. a group of New York City Bay Watchers. Not those pictured. Okay.
Bay City Nightlights?
No, not Baywatch Nights, bro. Not Baywatch Nights season 2. That wasn't
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
More like Spamela Anderson.
Well, I don't get it.
Because she spams everybody.
What? No, she does? She's a well-known spammer?
No, because Spamela Anderson was the Miss Piggy.
Bro, shut up! Spamela Anderson is Marie's hacker name.
They went really deep in the third season of Baywatch Nights.
Okay. 16. Oh, it says not those pictured here. I charged a smoking pot on duty at Rockaway Beach on rainy 4th of July. Stop using fucking describing the weather like you're a real writer.
He's painting a fucking picture.
In my dick.
Whoa.
Hey,
hold on.
Isn't Rockaway Beach like always covered in sewage?
Yes, Marie. Yes. He is inside
inside your penis
inside
shaft.
Inside my painting. Urethra. He is painting.
A picture.
Yes.
How small is he?
Very tiny.
Small enough to fit into Sean's
urethra.
And he lives a rock away from you.
Right. A rock away.
I'll be there.
Will you?
This terrible song.
16 age. This is a fucking theme.
Or the
Baywatch.
Best song ever.
It's terrible.
Okay, you're terrible.
16 age lifeguards, at least two whom were on the clock, lit up. This person writing this ever smoked pot? Because no one talks like this.
Are you sure?
Hey guys, do you want to go light up?
The time was 4:20.
I don't get it. What does that mean?
Hey man, pass over that marijuana cigarette.
Okay.
Hey guys, I don't do reefer.
What? Who calls it that?
I'm not going to sit around with a bunch of dope heads smoking reefer cigarettes.
Potheads?
Reefer cigarettes, dude.
Joints.
No.
More like the coral reefer cigarettes.
16-age lifeguards, at least two who were on the clock, lit up inside a car parked on whatever boulevard, blah, blah, blah. Around 2:20 p.m. It's 4:20 somewhere.
Well, in a different time zone.
Yeah. Cops found two joints, two bags of weed, and a pipe inside the 2002 Suburban, charged all six with possession of marijuana, authorities say.
All six?
It's completely unacceptable the lifeguards are getting high. No, it's not!
What?
It's not difficult to be a lifeguard. Hold on. So you're telling me that in California, where there's medical marijuana, there's not lifeguards that are getting high and working? Sean, you live there.
What about it?
Do lifeguards get high?
I don't see why not.
Okay, so my point is, shut up.
What else are you going to do while you're surfing?
New York City.
New York City?
New York City?
Seriously, you're going to sit.
No smoking weed, New York City.
How many times have you seen somebody drown and die at the beach?
10.
Okay.
I was watching Jaws. I don't remember.
All right.
It was 4th of July for sure.
The last time a lifeguard even got into the water.
All I remember was when I was at the beach. Thank you. The mayor was all like, I don't want to see this little Kitner boys.
How often do we even go to beaches that have lifeguards?
All the time.
But no, we don't. We
Blizzard Beach.
No, you don't go to the ones that have lifeguards because then you can't bring your beers and junk on the beach.
Exactly. Why would you go to a beach with lifeguards?
I could tell you this. I have never smoked a blunt in the Gulf of Mexico.
I have. Did that a couple
never
weeks ago.
Never done that, ever.
You,
well,
maybe.
Well, the lady in this article said, they should be aware of swimmers. I picked up on it. I was in the water with a baby, so I was aware of the lifeguard.
I'm a baby, and I'm also mad, because my mom is mad.
Why? Well, now, here's the problem. Why are you in the ocean with a baby?
Hey, yeah, you fucking
the
asshole.
Baby doesn't belong in the ocean.
Baby belongs in a home.
In a crib, or in a stroller.
Not in the ocean.
What the fuck?
Get the baby out of the ocean. Baby's getting no wet in the ocean.
The baby can't be in the sun like that. It's going to get sunburn.
Go get the pool net. Let's get the baby out of the ocean.
The baby's skin is so sensitive.
Baby, it would be safer in a hot car in the parking lot.
Exactly.
My opinion.
Maybe.
Listen, moms.
Jury's still out on science.
Listen,
sometimes
moms.
Shirley Lincoln catches them gabbing on their cell phones.
Marie's still gonna cats.
You don't
again.
See them blowing their whistle. Is what Shirley Lincoln
is
said.
Is she all right?
They're posting lifeguard cats, so Marie's gonna distract them.
I love the lifeguard cat.
I found a picture of three children freaking out in a boat, and the cat's falling off.
Falling off or jumping off to rescue people because it can fly.
The cat's flying.
I want to ride that tube so bad now.
D, keep reading. Go ahead. Where were you at?
I don't know. I'm looking at this.
I was in the water with a baby, so I was where the lifeguard said. Shirley Lincoln, 40, who came to the beach on Tuesday, said she sometimes catches them dabbing on their cell phones.
Please don't call me Shirley.
Shirley Lincoln?
Good one.
Here they do nothing. They're on their phones. You don't see them blowing their whistle. So I don't know if you want to see them blowing their whistle, though.
Blow the whistle.
Like, quit blowing your whistle in public, Shirley.
Fucking lifeguard keeps giving me a yellow card, and I'm like, I didn't do shit, bro. I'm just trying to be in the beach. Lifeguards
red card.
Oh, come on.
Gotta go.
Come on.
10 men.
Bullshit.
You gotta play with 10
he
men.
Threw the volleyball go. At me. He threw the volleyball
nope.
at me.
Nope.
He threw the fuck this.
You're playing Amanda.
This is fucking horseshit.
Hold on. Let me take out my notepad and write this down.
Come on. Don't. Whatever. Fine. Fine. I'm leaving. I'm
what
leaving.
Number
I'm
are
leaving.
You wearing?
I'm leaving.
Okay.
Oh, come 23. On. No, bro. Come on.
Lopez?
I can't ever go to the beach. It always happens.
Lopez?
Fuck.
You got to get those soccer jokes out of the way during the World Cup.
Red card, bro. Yeah, because this is the only time they're funny.
Four more years.
It's the only time they're funny.
Get them out of your system.
Get them now. Hey, how many South Americans does it take to lose the World Cup?
A Brazilian.
A Brazilian.
I get it.
Waka waka.
I get it.
The parks.
They posted on Pornhub. The
lifeguards charged with marijuana possession include Christine Scaff, 18, Dylan Montessa, 18, I'm gonna name him Montessa, Anthony Perez, 17, Matthew Majera, Bam Margera's brother, 19, what? Charles Van Roosem, 19, and Emma Knox, 17. You can't say her name; she's under 18.
Sure, you all can.
Right, Emma Knox, and then the other one, they sound the other girl. They sound like they're like just loose chickens.
The Parks Department spokesman would not say which of the teens reside.
Wait. Like slutty women or like chickens running around? Just
no,
crazy
that,
and
isn't
fruit.
That the slang that the kids use these days? Yo, man, that bitch, man, she a loose chicken, man.
What?
Yep, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Okay. John's right.
Are you hanging out in 1950s New York? I'm just curious. And talking to black people in Harlem? I don't know where you're getting your slang from, I guess is what I'm saying.
Wait, how would he be doing that?
I had a time machine.
John, yeah. You have a time machine?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, do you see... Yeah.
Oh, wait, is it the same time machine that I use to go back in time to rape people?
What?
No.
Yes.
What do you do?
We've talked about this many times.
You,
I go back through random points of history to rape innocent people in the fields with
like
a time
Helen
machine.
Like Keller?
And I let... Right.
You're a serial time rapist is what you're telling me.
Right, because it's the best way to not get caught. There's no DNA.
You're like an
then.
Evil Doctor Who. You just travel in time and rape people.
Well, that's
I
the
actually,
premise.
I actually call my time machine the retardist.
I pitched that idea to the BBC. They weren't too...
Yeah,
know,
I mean...
They were a little iffy on the rape part.
Why did you pitch it to Big Black Cox? I don't understand.
Because I thought it was the best website okay. to put
got
my,
it.
My work on.
That's not a bad idea. I would have put it on there too because it got some big old dicks.
Big old dicks.
All right, time rapist. we are investigating the circumstances behind the incident. The NYC Park employs over 1,500. That's a lot of lifeguards. 1,500?
Maybe I should make it a horror movie.
How many motherfuckers are drowning out there? Who work hard each day to keep the thousands of people who swim at our beaches and pools safe, the spokesman said. This is a serious responsibility for which lifeguards are required to be fit for duty at all times.
I say that we make... Dolphins lifeguards.
Why?
You can't get them to sit on those things, though.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, they got to be in the water. They can't sit up on that big ass.
Well, yeah, so they'll be closer to the action if someone's drowning.
How are they
going to
see them? Oh, they can see underwater. You're right.
Sonar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they can communicate with the other dolphins.
They're sexually active, and they'll just rape
humans.
Well, Dan Marino does because he has a legitimate kid, but I don't know about the rest of them.
Whoa.
No, he really does.
John, the kid has autism. He's not illegitimate.
No, not that
either
one, you
idiot.
Either
rapist dolphins or high teenagers. I mean,
rapist dolphins. Rapist time dolphins.
Time rapist dolphins. It's a horror movie.
I think rapist time dolphins.
We could
better.
Get Tara Reid to be in that, bro.
Hi, look at the pterodactyl.
I don't know if we could get Tara Reid. She's pretty. She's a pretty big name.
You couldn't say without laughing, D. You couldn't say without laughing. She was a Sharknado.
Your face is so red. You couldn't
she was a Sharknado. Fuck it. She's a pretty big get. Shut up.
Listen, all I'm saying
I
is...
I could pay her an attention.
Listen, all I'm saying is I tried to equip sharks as lifeguards. It turned out terribly.
We're using great whites.
Well, yeah.
Marie, you know nurse sharks aren't actually nurses, right?
They're not. They're pretty big and aggressive.
They filled out the application.
Whoa.
They filled out the lifeguard application, and, you know,
John, you're
aggressive. I have a diversity quota to fill with my lifeguards, and I didn't have any nurse sharks on my, you know, list. And, you know, they filled out everything, so I.
And by the way, I think now it's time. I'm gonna say it. Hey, hammerheads, you look fucking silly.
No, they don't.
Your heads are silly.
I think they're adorable.
You have silly heads. You're weird fish heads. They make me angry. Hammerhead, for years I've been saying it. They're not real sharks. They're fucking wannabe sharks.
They're real sharks.
No, they're not real sharks.
They're awesome.
Have some fucking pride.
They're awesome.
Fix your heads, bro.
Fix your
heads. I'm just saying. My head's fine. It's not hammer shaped, that's for sure.
Yet.
There's some, I don't know, this is pretty ground baking, but there is
ground baking, huh?
Ground baking.
Is that when you cook pig underground?
No, it's when you get high.
It's when you're high and then you're on the, yeah. No, there's some pretty hilarious.
Head in the ground like an ostrich.
Precisely.
Stop ostracizing me, John.
There are some hilarious memes on the internet.
Prove it.
Are you looking at the picture right now of the dolphin scaring the little girl? And the dolphin says, want to know what rhymes with dolphin? Rape. It doesn't rhyme at all.
Whoa.
It doesn't make any sense. But that girl is terrified.
I'm done with rapist time, Dolphin Marie. Would you like to read a story?
No.
Okay. Good talk.
But I will.
Thank you.
Religious bakery. Period. Okay. No, I'm kidding. Refused to create Bert and Ernie cake in support of gay marriage.
What?
Hey, Bert.
Yes.
You want to suck my dick, Bert?
Yes, Ernie.
Hey, Bert, you want to go do the gay ride parade?
Oh, would I? I don't know how
Not now. It's more like this.
Oh, yeah. You do, Bert.
He's more gravelly and mad.
Oh, Bert, you're shouting again, Bert.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hold on. I'm trying to scroll my, okay. A bakery that refused to make a cake featuring the slogan support gay marriage alongside a picture of Sesame Street characters, Bert and Ernie.
Why would you go, hold on. See, now this makes me mad. I'm not pro the religious people, but why would you
but
go
I am
to
pro Sesame Street.
Why would you go to a religious bakery and ask them to make a pro gay marriage? Of course they're going to say no. You're doing this specifically to cause a problem.
No, I wanted to support happy marriages.
No, but why go to, oh, then that's fine.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, you really flipped on that real quick, didn't you?
I just was happy. It's fine. I get it.
Escalated.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Newton Abbey-based bakery.
Newton's Law of Physics. I get it.
Yeah. Is understood to have been sent a letter from the Equality Commission threatening legal action if it refuses to print the icing on the cake.
But my point is that I'm not, like I said, I'm not, I hate these religious idiots, but they went on purpose to a religious, on purpose.
They went on purpose
to a religious bakery and told them to do pro gay marriage. It sounds like they're setting them up, right?
You can't support your porpoises in the store.
They did it on purpose, I think.
Yeah.
Absolutely on purpose.
Somebody needs to get this porpoise out of here. Mm-hmm.
They seem pretty shellfish.
Exactly.
No, that was like 2 weeks ago.
You know, I don't think Sean supports gay marriage.
What are you talking about? I love gays.
Yeah, but I try to say that I want to get gay. I tell you all the time I want to get gay married, and you always tell me it's not a thing.
Well, no, because you're getting married.
No, I want to get gay married.
No, you're going to get married.
It's called marriage.
No, I want to get gay married, though.
Okay, well, do you have a...
I'm already straight married. I also want to get gay married.
That's fine with me. I don't... What? Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Because I like to try everything once.
The state of Florida is not going to recognize that.
I better recognize.
I agree, but they won't.
Why not?
Well, because they're the state of Florida.
Oh.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I want to play a pool game called Marco YOLO, # Drake pool party.
No, see, no.
Oh, I want to play? How do you play?
I told you that was bad in the pool.
Marco.
YOLO.
I like it.
Drake out
Where's
of the water.
The rest come in, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Do you have to like dare somebody on the YOLO?
You just have to be really sad and complaining all the time like him while you play the game.
Well, that doesn't correspond with you only live once, because when you say like YOLO, it's like, oh, I'm doing something crazy.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Fish out
of
water.
I just thought it was
fish out of water. Who's not in the pool?
I
saw you. You were not in the pool, John. You're it. It's your turn.
Ah, John got it.
John, your turn. You're dumb. You should have been in the pool, bro. I heard you get out.
I used to forget about fish
out
of water.
My skin's getting all pruny, though.
You know. So the Christian Institute, which said the request for the cake was made in May by a volunteer LGBT activist, said it is supporting the bakery because the case proves the need for the law to reasonably accommodate family-run businesses with firmly held beliefs. Firmly.
Like a penis.
The charity added, when the order came through to the head office, the manager and directors decided to decline the request on conscience grounds and offered a full
not on conscience grounds
a full refund of the mouth. Oh, there's a video. You want me to play the video?
I mean, that would be better than you talking.
I know it would.
Wait, so was it a religious bakery? Or
yes, it was a religious
what
bakery.
What is a religious
Nothing
bakery?
Nothing on their website says they're religious. I think it was just the guy was religious.
What is a religious
like
bakery?
Like the owner, right?
Do they only
Not
make unleavened bread for Passover?
Serve anyone or whatever,
they,
but
they only make
what
Jesus
the fuck's
cakes.
What's a religious bakery?
What's a Jesus
it's a,
cake?
It's a cake with Jesus painted
Does
it on
it. Die for your sins?
Is it the one where Jesus is in there and then you got
to
eat
those carbs
like,
are to die
and
for.
If you, you win when you eat them.
You have to wait 3 days for him to come back after
that. Yeah, you have to wait. Oh, there it is. Mm-hmm.
It takes a while.
They make the bread and you have to wait 3 days for it to rise.
I would
play. How it works? I got it.
Yeah.
And then you eat the cake.
And then you jizz all over
And it's delicious because it's cake.
Well, cake is always delicious.
Except for when it's not.
I'm going to make one of the at the religious bakery. Like, I want Jesus on it at the top. I wanted to say, nailed it. No?
I like it.
No?
You mean on the little plaque above where he's hanging?
Nailed it.
A customer came into our Belfast branch and placed an order.
Placed an order.
A celebration cake.
Aye, laddie.
And then he was like,
Only
pay that man his money.
Had requested a slogan that slogan. Said support gay marriage.
And then Piper.
Along with a picture
if you don't
of
eat your
Burton.
Meat, you can't have any pudding.
All right. Get
I love the Go Jesus cake in the chat. Thank you, Mom.
Get all
Go Jesus. Is that it, Marie?
Go Jesus.
Is that it, Marie?
Because there's I'm... more. I was just pausing because you guys couldn't
hear
the accent.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, we
Journey
can't.
From Sesame Street with the logo of
the
Queer Space Organization as well.
What is this?
We
OSW review?
Took this order on a Friday. And
on a Friday?
Received it up to our head office.
Here, Maria, I have some more of the video. I got it.
Why is he microwaving a cake?
Okay, go ahead.
It's a terrible way to microwave a cake.
Considered it and looked at it, and we thought that this order was...
He could be the most boring person ever.
Certainly wasn't contradiction.
Can you please stop this video?
Teaches.
I want to kill
He's
him.
He's so riveting. I'm hanging on his
and
every
then,
accented word.
And then we went down and watched the Rangers play. And it was quite a good fixture.
Have you noticed my boring plaid shirt and my rosy cheeks? I'm obviously from Northern Europe.
Sean, next story, please.
Boynton Beach man charged with child porn after
well,
Best Buy bust. A Florida man brought four laptops.
Wait.
Florida?
He was from Florida. New York City.
New York City.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
That's good. You can stop it there. Go ahead.
A Florida man brought four laptops to a Best Buy.
That's too many.
And asked to have all the images transferred to a new Mac Mini.
He needed four laptops of child porn?
But that's a lot of child pornography.
I mean, how many gigabytes of storage space are on one laptop?
What the hell is a gigawatt? On this one.
John, don't be racist.
Sorry.
But, police said, more than 20 of the pictures were of young girls in bondage and sexual poses.
Oh, no.
James Bondage. Sorry.
The electronics store notified Boynton Beach police, who confronted Jason Schrager when he arrived with his 4-year-old son in tow to pick up his new computer.
Well, wait, Jason Schrager? The photographer that took pictures of me when I was 8 years old?
Yes.
I hope so.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
An arrest warrant made public on Wednesday says Schrager, 38, told an investigator that while he likes young girls of legal age and searches the internet using terms including teen and...
Wow, Sean, this just sounds like Sean's fucking conscience.
And Lolita. He was not a consumer.
That was a good movie.
He was not a consumer,
consumer.
Of child porn.
Fuck is Lolita?
You first of all, it's to be a consumer, you have to buy something. Detectives said a forensic examination of the computer uncovered multiple searches for child pornography along with the photos of girls ages 6 to 11. He was charged with 10 counts of possession, police said.
Well, I mean, he looks like a winner to me.
Yeah.
If you ask me, this gentleman looks like he collects a lot of child pornography.
I mean, it's possible.
All right.
You got a picture of him in the chat?
No, whatever. My wife became my
wife.
My wife.
My wife.
My wife.
I like.
What is she doing?
How much?
Where is this from?
High five.
What's that movie?
Is there?
What movie?
I think. Dude, where's my car?
Marie wins the internet for the day.
My wife became my husband.
My wife.
Wait, what? Stop. Let him get through this clean. I want this.
My wife became my husband.
Go ahead.
Okay. Jacob and Diane Anderson Minshaw
are now Jacob and Jacob Anderson.
Cuddles and Cuddles. Co-authors of the new book.
You don't just say it and not introduce
it. No, we're teasing it.
Okay.
Teasing it.
Co-authors.
Coming soon. Coming soon. Cuddles and Cuddles.
Yeah, coming a lot soon.
Yeah, Jacob and Helen Keller. Yeah.
Co-authors of the new book, Queerly Beloved.
How do they expect us to get through this article? How do they expect us to be able to get through any of this?
Queerly Beloved, we're gathered here to gay.
I'm trying to be the voice of reason here for one time,
no, you're
but
not.
It's just not going to happen.
We're a happy, committed lesbian couple for 16 years, and Jacob realized that he identified as a male. How does a couple deal with one partner transitioning? How long have you been together? Diane, 23 years. How long
23 queers.
How long have you been together when Jacob transitioned? 16
Jacob's
years.
Jacob's ladder.
John, that's like a workout machine.
Oh.
Jacob, what was the catalyst for realizing, not just subconsciously, that you want to transition from a female to male? There was
I didn't want a dick anymore.
Oh.
No, it's other way, female to male, other way around. She wanted a dick.
Oh, well, that's hot.
He's a guy. No. No, my point is that I understand people wanting to change, but isn't that going to be tough for the other? Like, you're a chick in a lesbian relationship, and now if you've always been a lesbian,
what did she get?
Then
like,
you're with a guy now, and you're okay with that?
Yeah, bro. It's what they do is they take a strap on, right? And then they,
I know
they
how
cut
that
off
works.
Some skin, and then they wrap it around the strap.
That's
on.
Not how that works.
And
you made that up. You just made that up.
No, it's
you made that's not the procedure.
Look, I saw it done in Costa Rica. Okay.
Oh, that's the problem.
What do you mean problem?
Go to a real doctor.
Problem. It costs the guy $250.
They look like characters from Big Bang Theory.
Who?
Oh yeah, that's a couple in that's a couple in the chat room right there. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It looks like the characters from Big Bang Theory.
What's that?
One's like the nerd guy and one is like the nerdy girl with the big tits.
What? I don't know the reference.
What picture are you seeing in which she has big tits?
No, not I'm the short girl.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Dave.
What'd you think her?
I don't know.
Some I don't know.
It felt like a flight thing to do.
Okay. But I don't.
What?
Then is she,
what's wrong?
Is she still a lesbian?
Yep.
I guess so. Well, I don't understand. Okay, serious. This means because I'm ignorant. I really am about this. I pretty much have the grasp of going from guy to girl and how it works and how the surgery works and all that stuff. But how does it work the other way around?
They rip out your ovaries.
They don't rip them out by hand, Marie. It's not fucking. It's not Kano finishing move from Mortal Kombat.
Reach on up there, bro, and yank them on out.
It's a procedure, I'm sure.
I don't know.
I mean, once
you have to read the whole article to find out if she transitioned.
Once you
completely.
Get your wrist past the cervix, there's really nothing else stopping.
Well, no,
you,
whether so. Whether she transitioned completely or not, I'm just am curious.
By curious.
Royce is a little
the
curious.
The thing is it's not. I guess.
Are you flustered?
Then you'd have to define it at all. Like, why does it matter? I guess.
I'm not defining it. You know? I'm asking. I'm
no,
asking
that's
on
what
a,
I'm saying.
I'm asking
like
on a human
like,
on a human level.
Matter.
He's asking
like,
for a friend.
They're in love with each other.
I got it.
Then I don't think they.
You know what?
You know why I'm asking?
She's a lesbian or she's straight or
she's okay,
queer. I think that's where genderqueer comes.
I was in Orange is the New Black. As a matter of fact, they have a character transition from male to female, and his wife was all bummed that he lost the penis. So that's why I'm asking.
Right. She wasn't attracted to him anymore. I guess it just depends on. Each individual
Listen,
couple, right?
Here's the thing. People these days are dumb and don't like thinking hard. And so what's going to transition people into a more accepting society is because we're not going to be able to understand how to categorize these people anymore, and they're just going to give up. The end.
Good story, Marie.
That'd be good.
Cool story, Hansel.
Like, I don't know if you're a guy or a girl. I'm just going to call you person.
Just person?
Like at this point, I feel like in my everyday life, it's not really even a big deal anymore, ever. Like, when I'm just on the street or hanging out with friends or at work, or no one's ever
on the streets.
The only time.
Yeah, but listen, I'm making a point. No one's ever gay bashing or freaking out. Nothing's ever happening other than when I'm reading the news, looking at the news, reading articles. It's always people being angry and talking about the shit. But on the everyday street, I've never watched anyone get the shit kicked out of them because they're gay.
Listen,
and I've hung out with lots of gay people.
The only time where it ever becomes a problem is like when I'm like, hey, where's your ovaries?
Why do you do that to people?
Why would you do that?
Well,
why
yeah, it's then
it's really aggressive.
Too. Because that's... sometimes, like, they just had hysterectomies on account of cancer, and
hysterectomies.
This is sad. She's just yelling at these bald little old ladies.
Why are you doing that?
I mean, I want to know.
Marie is terrible at hospitals. I guess
she
is what I'm
wants
saying.
To know where your ovaries are.
She wants to know if you can have kids.
I don't understand how this all works.
I'm asking you because you know about these things. It's just the actual lyrics.
I know. That's why it's funny because it worked. It worked. I like it.
Bravo, all right. Well, would you, Dee, would
yes.
you want to? Okay. Good
what
talk.
Do I have to do?
Read the Why We
Thanks
Need Ugly
for
Heroines.
Volunteer her.
Why do we need ugly heroines?
I'm asking.
Heroin?
You.
We need ugly heroin?
No, heroines. Like,
oh,
female heroes.
Heroin. Not the stuff I. Put in my
black
veins.
Tar heroines.
Oh, African American tar. Joey.
Whoa, Halle Berry heroines.
Tar. Halle Berry tar heroines.
Heroines. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Continue.
Did I buy her enough time? You think?
Maybe.
Oh, hope so. Lord.
Erica Jo. I mean, I've had the story up like the whole time.
Whoa, whoa, cocky.
Whoa. Cha.
Cha.
They're ready.
Wow.
Okay. Why we need ugly heroines. Erica Johansson, author of The Queen of the Tearling.
She sounds ugly.
Female...
She's probably hideous.
Probably is. Let's look at her.
I'm pulling her up right
wants
now.
Wants female protagonists of all shapes and sizes.
Oh, you mean fat girls too?
Yep.
I mean mostly.
What are they good for other than blowjobs?
Don't they have blob already?
There she is.
There are not enough realistic heroines in literature.
What is, hold on. Why does realistic have to mean fat and ugly?
Because 60% of the population is fat and ugly.
Let's that be realistic mean reali- here.
But when
and I want to know what literature is she reading specifically, because last I checked, nerdy Harry Potter, nerdy everything were the constant realistic
not ugly.
Heroines. And
not everybody.
I mean, wasn't What's-Her-Face ugly? Wasn't
Hermione was hot as
fat?
Fuck.
No, Hermione but in the books, she was supposed to be all scraggly haired and big tooth, and then she magically fixes herself later.
Yeah, but she was hot.
Right, but it's the point is, the point is, she went from being ugly to pretty,
Parexium.
And people started liking her when she was pretty and started getting boobs in the movies.
What?
Sorry, go ahead. See.
Okay. So, every time I pick up a book with a female main character, I see at least two common elements. The first is that she's pretty, if not beautiful,
Thank
and the
God.
Fact that she's physically appealing has a distinct effect on the novel's plot. Changing the way other characters, both male and female, react to her.
Well, yeah, because she has to be able to sleep with people in the in the book.
Right.
If she's not attractive, how is she
going to
sleep with people?
I don't want to see a fucking story where the heroine has to wait till 4 in the morning at the bar when a guy's drunk and desperate enough to take her home.
This sounds
I want
like
to see
a
good
movie.
Yeah. I don't want to see where the guy fucking has to walk out ashamed out of the apartment hiding his face
and, what kind
and fucking
of,
awkward taxi ride home. No, I don't want to see that.
What kind
I
of
want to see a real one. Like
he's
a hot
hanging
one.
Around the bar at 4 o'clock in the morning anyway. Not the kind of guy that you want to take home to fuck anyway.
Yeah, and that's exactly the same thing with a guy. Forget women, even the other way around. You can't have an ugly fat dude being the hero. If John McClane was a fat slob, he wouldn't be awesome.
No,
he'd be a fat slob.
Exactly, and he wouldn't be able to do half the shit.
Right,
that he
exactly.
Did.
Shrek was the hero, and he was a fat.
That
slob.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah, but his best
cartoon.
Friend was a donkey.
Yeah,
I mean,
my best friend's an ass, but he can do shit.
See.
Seth Rogen's the hero in things.
He's about to cause World War III. He's a hero now, dude.
I know.
Fucking
right?
North Korea. Sorry. Go ahead. Back to the story.
Well, it was an act of attrition, bro.
The second is that no matter how 24. Grim a situation surrounds the heroine or how world-ripping the conflict she's involved in, there is always a love story.
She got
and it's usually
tails.
One of the main foci of the book. Yeah, that's
bitties.
Because people want to read about that shit.
People want to know how big they are. Cause if you
because
can
in
describe-
real life, we have relationships.
How
right.
big
people normally
are
suck.
In the book.
But yeah, exactly. When you want to escape
I mean,
reality.
That's what real life. I mean, people are in relationships. Should we not be in relationships in books now?
Game of Thrones should be more realistic. First off, there shouldn't be dragons.
Why not?
There shouldn't be dragons, and everyone should be fat, and everyone should just sit down and just watch TV. That should be the show.
Okay.
Well, it sounds terrible, though. I wouldn't watch that.
I'd watch that.
Okay. I wouldn't
watch. Maybe I've been reaching for the wrong books. I'm the first to admit that I don't read widely enough, and it limits the number of new books I get to. Okay, then shut up.
Everyone knows I only read books I've already read.
Right. Therefore, in your own statement, you read the same kind of book over and over again, which is why you meet the same heroines with the same storylines, with the same... You just shut up, lady.
Yes!
I'm so sick of everyone complaining!
Everyone's so...
take it out anymore!
Everyone's so upset.
All these women bitches need to shut up.
And the thing is, though, you know, normally BuzzFeed... This is
be
BuzzFeed.
Happy your kids are reading.
This is more like BuzzKillFeed.
Yeah, this is BuzzFeed, by the way. Normally BuzzFeed is good for some pretty funny stories, but this is... What is this? Like, she's
this
so mangry.
This is a downer.
And
it's got all these stupid
words in it.
Like, God, I hate reading.
Yeah, it's a lot of paragraphs
words.
And not
she's
a
not
lot of number one
so
through 30s.
I'm not going to read about her.
Exactly.
No.
Good point. You see, we're proving, you know what? We're proving
her
wrong.
A love story.
Here,
we're proving her wrong. If she was hot, we'd keep reading.
Dear Mr. BuzzFeed, I think that we should have a top 7 list of the worst and ugliest BuzzFeed article writers. And starting with number 1, Erica Johansson.
What is she doing with her
She's
hands?
So ugly and dumb, Marie, because she Marie. Writes about...
Marie, to also ask, tell him, P.S., that tell him that I was said it was Schmidt on their What New Girl Character Are You quiz, and I'm totally not. I'm totally Nick, and tell him it's wrong. Put that in the email.
And guess what this bitch wrote a book about?
What?
Dicks.
A young girl in a magic adventure, mystery, and romance. Shut up, bitch.
Fuck her.
Princess is getting married.
More like homance.
Fuck her and her hypocritical haircut.
Well, no.
Hypocritical haircut.
But if, see, the problem with chicks like this
is
that.
Their faces.
No, because they go, well, the chicks can't be beautiful. They have to be fat and normal looking and blah, blah, blah. Why are you taking, if you're going to go that far, why are you not just taking it the whole way and attacking the whole stereotype that the fucking.
Guys.
Princess being swept off her feet stereotype
guys.
That's been fucking propagated to all these girls that Prince Charming's
going
to come in and save you. Nobody's coming to save you, you dumb cunts.
That's not true.
I'm
Nobody
sorry.
That's not true.
Prince Charming and come save
no, there's no Prince Charming coming to get any of you stupid bitches.
Thank
there's going to be some lazy, passable guy that you fuck occasionally.
Go ahead, Marie.
I have an idea for a new children's book. It's called The Smelliest Little Vagina.
Okay.
And what's it about, Marie?
I'm sold. How
we
much
got 8 minutes
need?
With a red show. What's it about?
It's about a little girl who's very average and a little on the pudgy side. So it's going to satisfy stupid Erica, spelled with a K, Johansson's, you know, idea of having a new ugly heroine. And at first, she's going to be really ashamed of her smelly little vagina. And she's going to be like, why, oh, why is my smelly little vagina so smelly? I shower all the time. But then she's going to meet a little friend and they're going to go on a little adventure where at the end of the adventure, her smelly little vagina is going to come to save the day because somebody had to fight a battle and is like, oh, my gosh, your vagina is so stinky that I'm not going to win. I'm going to lose. And she's like, yay, stinky little vagina.
She psyched her out with her stinky vagina.
Exactly.
Stinky
and then she grew
vagina.
Up to be a beautiful girl and had lots of sex.
The end.
Yeah, after she washed her vagina, right?
Yeah, turns out she really wasn't washing it very well down there.
Stupid little kids. She's probably wearing her bathing suit to bed every night.
Probably.
That's the problem.
Ew.
That was a thing. When I was a kid, I had my best friend. She always wore a bathing suit. Like, she would not wear her bathing suit during the summertime. That's just all she wore under her clothes all the time. Urinary tract infection. Stinky vagina. Don't wear your bathing suits to bed, folks.
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you, Dee. And that's these...
The more you know.
That's these The More You Know segment. Thank you, Dee. Now everybody knows.
You're welcome.
Yay.
You know, Dee's always knocking out of the park, but don't go to sleep with bathing suits on.
You know, that's way more helpful.
Leave your kids in the car sometimes.
That's a way more helpful tip than just drinking a shit ton of cranberry juice to compensate for the wearing of the bathing suit all the time.
It's a tricky balance act.
It is.
It's like if you want to wear your bathing suit all the time, you're going to have to drink like 4 gallons of cranberry
while
juice.
While singing Zombie from the Cranberries.
Yes.
Zombie.
But I'm
Zombie.
A zombie. But if you get sick of cranberry juice, just stop wearing
and
your bathing
suit.
And
some bums and more bums.
But
and there's bums.
It's so good for your kidneys. Like it flushes out pot from my system if I ever have to piss test.
Good for you.
It's good.
Yeah.
Love me some cranberry juice.
Siblings who drown were playing a breath-holding game.
Ha, idiots.
Well, I guess they both tied. Police say that the two siblings...
The game ended in a draw.
Oh, Oh, that's it.
Stalemate.
It ended in a Mexican standoff.
Aww.
Police say two siblings who drowned at Lake Georgetown were playing a game to see who could hold the breath the longest. I used to play that as a kid.
Yeah, but how long could you hold your breath for? A minute and a half, two minutes at the most?
Yeah. Was accidental drowning. Georgetown police say they have not released the children's names. The four-year-old boy and six-year-old sister are part of a foster care system. Okay, you know.
Oh, well, then they didn't even have parents, so who cares? They weren't real kids.
Whoa! Dude!
They didn't have parents!
Come on.
They're part of the foster care system.
I think bastards are just as good as anybody.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He found the young girl in the tree, 3 feet of water. 3 feet of water. Holy shit.
She was very short.
Okay. And Captain Roland waits.
I mean, I'm 5 feet tall. I am terrified of 3 feet of water.
Is that what you want Marie's tax dollars to pay for?
What?
Orphan kids to be swimming in pools so they can do dumb shit like this?
I don't want that.
You see? They don't even have parents, bro. They're not real kids.
Stop it. They're real kids.
Real kids have parents.
That's not true. Sean, I believe that you really don't. I think they're real kids. They could get adopted and then.
I was a kid. I had parents.
Okay, yes, I understand.
You were a kid. I know your parents.
Yeah, look how good it did you.
Yeah.
D, I know your parents. You were a kid once. Marie was a kid once. I know her parents. All kids have parents.
Not all kids have parents.
All the kids I've ever known had parents.
All kids have somebody that...
How come these kids don't have parents?
Batman didn't have parents. They died.
Yeah.
Yeah, but before they died, exactly. Guess what? He had parents.
Yeah, this guy probably had parents too before they...
He's four. How could... They're four and six.
They could have died.
Well, they must have been some shitty kids if their parents got rid of them before
Dude,
they were five.
Stop it. They could have been superheroes.
The superheroes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, the Flying Graysons. You know it was tragic. Aquaman. I get it.
Okay, T, come on.
Arthur is
come
pathetic,
on.
All right?
Obviously not.
He can't even
fuck.
Stop fucking
Or Namor, for that matter.
Ocean Master. How
Nobody
can you stop
cares
Ocean
about
Master?
Namor.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, Namor, you fucking asshole.
Pussy, what are you going to do?
No one, Namor's here. Everyone leave the party. Guy sucks.
His dark hair. Nobody even...
His fucking Vulcan hair and wings on his
Namor.
Feet.
Always
he
hitting on Sue Storm.
Why does he have wings on his feet?
You make no sense, Namor.
Because he's an asshole, that's why.
Go home, Namor, you're drunk.
Fucking prick. Hate Namor.
Fucking asshole. Why? What a dick. Where do you get off? Why are we so mad at him?
Because he's a fucking prick.
How do we feel about the Submariner?
Okay, I would say subpar Mariner.
Oh, wait, that is
at
Namor.
Best. Subpar at best.
Namor is the Submariner.
There it is.
God, even his
or
name
was.
Is
was. Didn't they kill him off with like an oil spiller?
Yeah. He died.
He got oil in his gills.
Son Valdez.
Namor's lame. Lamor.
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 Oh, God. Aquaman is 10 times a superhero. You are, you bitch.
And
he
Aquaman
sucks.
Aquaman kind of sucks.
Yeah. Well, and Aquaman's terrible ass.
You know
He's
what?
The worst.
Aquaman knows better to stay out of the water when there's sludge.
Oh, my God. Fucking talking to fish and shit. What the fuck is that about?
This show gets too nerdy without Dutch.
It really does. No one reels us in. No one reels us in at all. I will go.
To yell at us
I will start going into B-list characters if I have to. I swear to Christ.
I don't know how to yell at you guys.
Hey,
I only know how to encourage your crazy behaviors.
Hey, B-list characters. Dutch is not here to defend himself.
Oh, come
I don't
on.
Think that you should be doing stuff like that when he's not here.
Okay. You're right. We should talk about C-list characters.
Okay.
Whoa, C-wordless characters. Okay, do we have neglected hippo text? We start getting out of here because the red show is next, followed by 360 and 420.
When does Footer and Greenway start?
Okay, that's the red show.
Oh.
I can try reading some shit.
Go for it.
Let's see here. I'm going to write a book called The Little Red Vagina.
Okay.
It's about a little red vag who meets up with Footer the dildo, P-Rock the lube, scrams the condom, and texts the morning after pill. Thanks, red show.
Fuck the hair. Why don't you lay off your calorie intake?
Okay, that's mean.
San Jose Sharks aren't actually hockey players either. I don't even know what that means.
There's a team in the NHL.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't... Why does the San Jose have the Sharks?
Because wait, they're nowhere near the ocean.
Yeah, right? Okay. For a minute, I was like, am I retarded? Or
yes.
I mean, yes, but that...
Look, they needed a lifeguard cat.
I don't want to see a story where the hero has to inject insulin into his stomach before going to stop the meteorite from hitting the earth.
I really need my insulin shot before I go drill on this fucking asteroid.
Mine is Lummox.
Hashtag Occupy Cul-de-sac. We are the 99%.
Her bikini is what they put on the Titanic to protect it from the rain.
Shredder got busted for child porn?
Nice!
BT Dubs, John, why did you block me on Twitter? Not crying over it, just wondering, Maul.
Yeah, John, God, you jerk.
Tits or get the fuck out, Maul. That's what John said.
You know, John. All right, guys, Red Show coming up next. Make sure to go to the live event, tinyurl.com/MLR live and the number 2. We're going to see you next week. Oh, there will be a Dutch and Royce. Hopefully I get Hammy to fill in or somebody to fill in for me on Dutch and Royce next week, because Dutch will not be around because he's doing fake work. All right, guys, Red Show next. See you later.